This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Destruction of your soul.
Okay, whenever we get a caller from New Zealand, I go to the head of the line today. We'll get the rest of your calls coming up. We appreciate all of you. You're awesome. And I feel so guilty because we'll get like 30 calls, and then there's no way even an hour to get to them all. And I feel bad we don't get to you, but I'm trying. We got a bunch of guests backed up. We're like 30 minutes behind today. I've moved back out of Nick Begich about 30 minutes so I get to these other guests. We've got a special guest joining us next segment. But Rod in New Zealand, are you in the North Island, the South Island? And what is your take about this bizarre, horrible tragedy? All our prayers go out to those poor Muslims that were killed.
Yeah, no, it's pretty appalling, Alex, and great to be able to talk to you, listen to your show on a very regular basis. That is a tragic event, obviously, and one point I was just sort of thinking about as to why the guy might have chosen New Zealand is because life imprisonment here is only 14 years for murder. And if you get out on good behaviour, then he might be in for 8 years, big deal, unless they can prove insanity or something else, and they can hold them for, you know, an extended period of time.
No, I mean, I agree with you. What else does your gut tell you? What are locals saying?
Well, it's certainly, you know, like other callers and the media is saying, it's very uncharacteristic of this country. I don't think it will change much here. I think it sounds like what you've been reading from the manifesto, that he's trying to create a bigger impact, you know, within America and other places, by proving, as he said, that, you know, New Zealand being so remote is not immune to this sort of thing. But I did wonder if, you know, partly the reason, because they didn't shoot him, he basically gave himself up, I think. And so he'll get to live and survive and possibly be running around another 8 years. Who knows, unless they can prove, you know, mentally insane or whatever, or declare of that.
What does your gut tell you? Because I read this thing, and this is all nationalism. A lot of it's true. Now, anytime anybody, he's saying everything a lot of people have already said, mixing with a bunch of crap and lies. So now when we talk about it's okay to be sovereign, it's okay to have your own country, it's okay to have your own culture, now this mass murderer said it, so we're all supposedly getting our orders from him.
Yeah, no, it's obviously, he's trying to make a bigger impact, you know, around the place. But for us here in New Zealand, we have a very broad representation of races and cultures and all the rest of it here. And it is a pretty very peaceful country to live in. As people have stated, that it's not easy to own guns here. But he's obviously got the weapons. I think the weapons were legal. Perhaps the magazines weren't that he was using. So he's got connections. I think you're quite right, Alex.
Yeah, they're going to use this to crack down. Look, I bet money he's in a cult and he had support, just like the Hale-Bopp people. Yeah, there's all sorts of cults, and I bet money it's going to come out. If we see a cover-up, then we know it stinks to high heaven. Great points, Rod from New Zealand. Anything else?
No, that'll be all for today, Alex.
Appreciate you calling in. I mean, what is it, like 8 in the morning there, 7 in the morning? All right, he's gone. Okay. We got Chuck in Nevada. That's a little closer. Let's go to Chuck in Nevada. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Nice to speak to you, Alex. You know, there's nothing that seems organic about any of this. I think you hit the nail on the head a couple of breaks ago when you went into break. As far as this being a coordinated, or possibly being a coordinated effort, I don't think it's an accident that Facebook was down for 2 days, and as soon as it comes up, this event is streamed live on it with probably the highest audience available. As you know, you take restrict somebody from getting to their Facebook page for a day, and they're like a rabid animal trying to get on there, get as much, you know, find out what they missed. So I think they had a massive audience. Everything about this plays out like a Hollywood screenplay. When you showed the couple of clips you did.
Hold on, stay there. Your points are so powerful. I want you to come back and say that again, because Facebook and other major platforms have been down for days, comes back up, and then this happens, and it just has PSYOP written all over it. It's the Ides of March when this happened, which is, I've been predicting something big would happen there, the globalists are obsessed with days. Stay there, Chuck, and then we're going to have a special guest pop in, then Millie Weaver, then Dr. Nick Begich, more of your calls. It's all coming up. We'll be right back.
find my balance. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that, sure, get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer when it comes to easy to use, packaged, mixed in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we were talking to Chuck in Nevada. I wanted to recap what he said because some people might not have been tuned in. Facebook, for the first time in its 10-year history, goes down for a couple days, comes back up. Everyone I knew was like piranhas. It's not up. It's down. We're all constantly checking it. Suddenly, right as it goes back up, this happens. This guy gets a maximum audience. He's got this classic globalist playbook to create race war, which the Council on Foreign Relations and all of them call for. It's crazy. Then we're going to go to John Abiskaron and a really smart fella who I got a chance to interview about a year ago. And he's a Coptic Christian, formerly lived in Egypt. He'll give us his take on this. And Millie Weaver pops in, and I appreciate her doing that. But Chuck in Nevada, recap what you said and finish up.
Well, yeah, basically it was just the idea that with Facebook being down, right, so it comes back up, and we all know, unfortunately, how obsessed people are with that forum. I just would have loved to have known the numbers when that came back up, and in the time period that this was taking place, you have this live stream taking place right when it comes back. I mean, the audience must have been massive. But everything about it, like I said, just a couple of clips you showed of him in his car and then walking to do this, it all plays out like a screenplay. The manifesto, Matt Bracken mentioned that, how articulate and how intelligent it's written, and the guy's got a high IQ, but I don't even think the guy wrote it. I think it was, there's too many points that hit there to kill the national mentality, you know, being a nationalist or being proud about your country, and then hitting the, you know, for anti-Second Amendment people. I mean, there's just so many things. It just pounds everything, and you've been predicting for a while now that the globalists need an event. They need something to take it to the next level.
I've been saying I expect attacks on mosques are imminent, the way, and also mainstream media. And again, the way the media is covering it, the way it's getting so much coverage, this is the perfect thing to also get weak-minded people to actually lash out. The left can't believe that Christians and conservatives and others have not been racist, despite all the leftist race baiting. They can't believe we haven't lashed out. They can't believe we haven't taken the bait, and that's why they're panicking. Great points, Chuck. All right. John Abiskaron, he's named after a famous Christian that was killed by the pagans. It's a fellow I ran into on a vacation, and I looked him up. He'd been involved in a lot of big movies and Hollywood production and got out of it because it was so evil and moved his family out of that. And, you know, he's worked with a lot of big pastors around the country. He doesn't call himself a pastor, but I do. And because he's formerly from Egypt and a great American, and he's been predicting so much of this global crisis, I wanted to get him to briefly pop in and invite him back as a full guest soon to get into more. But John Abiskaron, thanks for taking time out to join us and give us your view on what's happened with this sad attack with these poor Muslims being killed in New Zealand.
How you doing, Alex? Great to be on. It's a real tragedy, of course. It's really bad, and if you've seen the video, anybody who's ever seen the video, it's really graphic. And this guy goes in there and kills all these innocent people that are just at a mosque praying. And we absolutely have to condemn the event and what happened. Obviously, the problem is though is the response from the global media with this event. And you're right, you've been talking about this, about how they're just trying to grasp at straws, and you just said before I came on, yeah, the way that Christians and conservatives, when we are attacked and persecuted, and of course there's a long history of Christians being persecuted all over the world, and we're being persecuted here in America too, by the way. It's not as graphic and bloody, but it's it's persecution in a completely different way. They're taking away our First Amendment rights. They want to. They don't want us to be in the political realm, so they don't want us to have a voice.
They're telling
here.
Us we can't be pro-life. Exactly. I mean, you've got thousands of churches blown up the last few days on Palm Sunday and on Christmas and on Easter. It barely even makes the news. That's my point. Every time a Christian church is blown up or Christians in Germany get run over on Christmas Eve, let's talk about how it was this Islamic attack on Christians. I'm all against what happened here. It's terrible, but why, we need to see hear all these Muslim leaders decry those. Because I agree, we should decry this attack.
Yes, in fact, we should decry this attack the way we are, and the way that the global media is decrying this attack, they should be decrying the same way, at the same level, at the same zealousness when any Christian persecution happens, which is happening all the time, but it's never talked about, it's never focused on. It's in a very glaring bias. And I think the average person is starting to see it, especially like today. I think that the way they're reacting today is actually going to backfire on them in the long run. It's obvious. It's obvious what they're doing. They're trying to add to what this gunman hit, you know, reading the gunman's manifesto. First of all, he made it very clear. He is not a conservative. He is not a Christian. He's just a guy that's upset about, actually, all his talking points, he sounded more like he's a leftist. But he wants to start a civil war, right? That's what he wants. He wants to start this divisive.
And that's what Charlie Manson said. Why do these evil people want a global race war? Because they don't want to make it about God and about the spirit or about a free market system or about ideas. They want to make it about color.
They want to make it about color. They want to make it about anything they can. They just want the war. Do you know why? This is all tied in with the New World Order, obviously. I'm not saying this guy's part of the New World Order. I'm saying that.
No,
I
mean, you know what you're talking about. Tell folks what you think's going on.
Well, obviously, I think that, first of all, with the globalists, there's an obvious an agenda to make a one-world government, okay? And anybody who looks into this and just looks into the New World Order, there's a plethora of information about it everywhere. If you just dig in a little bit and see that it's very obvious that we've got a New World Order that's been trying to take place, and the one thing in the way of them is the West. You can't have a one-world government with a big boy in the neighborhood like America in the way. So we've been seeing the systematic, purposeful destruction of our system, of our free market and free America system. Because if they could bring America down in check, then they could easily bring in the New World Order. What we're seeing is a resistance from it. The rise of Brexit was a huge blow to the New World Order. And the rise of Trump, honestly, because Trump, everything he's been doing has been to basically stifle, if not stop, the New World Order agenda. And to bring in, that's why this is a battle of nationalism versus globalism. So you can't get any more nationalist, and I mean patriotic nationalist, by the way, than make America great again, Donald Trump.
Exactly. And when we talked for hours when I met you over the few days in Hawaii and your great family and your wife and my wife and all the rest of them, our great kids. But you're calm on air and a little bit reserved, but you're on fire in person. You really said a lot of really smart things. You predicted a lot of what was coming. But I think the global system's panicking because they're losing. And they'll get their Antichrist in, but kind of like things collapse right as he takes the throne. He never really has the power. They do everything they can and they lose. He only has power for a day. I mean, and that means, I guess, a year in the time of the Bible.
Yes, well, but you know, we're in a reprieve, Alex. You realize that. I really see it that way. I mean, it's not an accident what's happening. You're seeing the fight. It's a resistance. It's not just the globalists raping the system and raping the people anymore. What you're seeing is a resistance back, and it's from God. I'm telling you, he's given us a reprieve. He's saying, no, this New World Order thing, it's not going to happen right now. It's going to happen on my timeline because I'm the Lord and sovereign of this world and not on their timeline, not on the enemy's timeline. So with Trump coming in, first of all, we talked about this before. I mean, it was a miracle that Donald Trump won, especially with the system and the globalists and how
they
were doing. Yeah, the cheating that they were doing, and by the way, there's going to be a lot more about that coming up. It's going to become mainstream, the amount of cheating that they've been doing in our voter and our voting system, not only this last election and the 2016 when they tried to cheat to make Hillary win, but they've been cheating all along. And that's going to be a big talking point that's going to be coming up, okay? But, you see, that's going to be revealed because it has to. Because the system, the fact is, their number one weapon all this time has been secrecy. Being able to do
all of this
stuff. That's right. And all the secrecy, like you told me a year ago, is going to be exposed. It's gone. Come back next week for a full hour, John, via Skype. We love you. We appreciate you. John Abiskaran. 30 seconds. Tell folks about John Abiskaran, the guy you're named after, Abiskaran.
Abiskaran. St. Abiskaran was a saint in, I believe, the 3rd century, and he was a warrior saint. He was a warrior in the Roman Empire, and what happened was when they discovered that he was a Christian, they basically took his rank and threatened him with imprisonment, and he still refused. They imprisoned him. They eventually tortured him, and he resisted the whole time. All he had to do was denounce Christ. That's all they had to do. And they tortured him, and then they eventually killed him. And he's a saint because of that, because he stood his ground until the very last.
And you've got a really cool name out of Egypt that used to be Christian. We'll talk to you soon, John. Millie Weaver coming up. Thank you, John.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you. society. God's gift to ballroom notoriety.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. 3 p.m. I'm here live. Coming up, we're going to have Nick Begich. He's always got a lot to cover. Then the war room starts. You know, we had a lot of other big news. We covered some of it. But the big news is this mosque attack, this bizarre manifesto, the Ides of March, the way the media's responded, Facebook being down. It goes back up. This goes out. It's really bizarre. Millie Weaver is our guest here, Infowars.com reporter. And Millie, I appreciate you coming on. I know we're about 30 minutes behind today, so I appreciate you holding. Congratulations on the birth of your new child, your two great children, and your great husband. But in the time we have, you've got big analysis on the shooting in New Zealand and how it ties into you guys, your infiltration of some of these leftist groups. So, and we're going to have more of that, obviously, next week and then this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. But tell us more about it now.
Okay, so we had an undercover infiltrate a leftist troll farm the last week. And what's interesting is this troll farm was getting actual directives on how to sow division and discontent amongst the Trump base and kind of push people into the Yang direction, but also sow anti-Jewish propaganda out there and kind of pro-Muslim propaganda. So what was crazy is that we saw all of these attacks happening, and then this attack happens in New Zealand, and it completely mixes in and fits exactly what some of their directives were in this troll farm. And actually, Oliver Darcy, his response to this New Zealand shooting fit completely into this directive. And I'm going to be putting out a report this week on this, spelling it all out. There's a lot of information details that I want to go over here on this. So that'll be on my report on Millennial Millie. But one of the directives it says is color the website as hateful by pushing over the top racist and divisive posts that make no real contribution. So you have leftist accounts, leftist users who are going on sites like InfoWars or whatever else, creating alt-right racist accounts and putting racial comments in posts to give the idea that they are a racist platform.
And Millie, this is so huge that you're about to release this footage. Tell us how soon, because Oliver, we don't do our own comments anymore because we used to get subpoenas for threats that people made and stuff. I said, hey, we'll go with Discuss Us, and you know, now we have Vocal and all this other stuff. We've got a new thing we're testing out, but we have third parties do it because of liability. But used to, I'd go, man, this is a black guy saying he hates white people, a white guy saying he hates black people, a Mexican saying he hates this and that. And I went and looked it up. It was the same IP addresses. So that was like seven, 8 years ago. So you're saying you've got the proof of they're pulling this crap. And then Oliver Darcy, that snake, says shut down InfoWars. They've got racist commenters.
That's right. Oliver Darcy tweeted out today after this New Zealand attack, essentially pointing the finger at InfoWars, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit. This is his tweet. He says, you don't have to go to places like 4chan to see vile racist commentary. Just go to some of the far-right websites in the U.S. and look at the comments, message boards, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, InfoWars, many reprehensible comments from users on stories regarding the New Zealand attack. So he's pointing the finger here now at the websites of InfoWars and Breitbart. Is he now trying to call for your website to be banned, Alex? It's not good enough to just ban you from Twitter. He wants to pull you off the internet altogether. And what's crazy is this is literally one of the directives that these leftist troll bot farms had this week. So what's going on? Why is Oliver Darcy following directives that this leftist troll bot farm is giving out? It just shows that the whole point here is to create division amongst the left and the right. And a lot of us right now on social media is completely contrived. And there are literal psyops going on right now on the American public.
Wow. Give us a prelude, because I remember reading even on Frontline, a documentary like 13 years ago or so, where they admitted they had these whole buildings full of troll bots. They claim I'm like the Homeland character, and we have that. We have two people that do social media, and I just post our links and articles. We don't post fights and fake stuff. But that the left was doing that, too. They'd go create fake controversy and a fake right wing. Even Netflix last year, when they were doing this, to attack their report, so the left could go, oh, look, the right wing doesn't like us, so the left would go watch the movie. So there's so many levels to this where we've caught the same IP address from corporations literally spewing racism from all angles to create a fight.
Exactly. And I'm looking at one of the directives right now for March 10th. And I mean, some of the things they're telling people to do, these bots, it says push Andrew Yang, condemn Trump as anti-Semitic, and create opposition to Trump. They're trying to create a lot of division amongst Trump's base right now by saying that Trump is an Israel Jewish shill. And anyone who's pro-Trump still, they're going to try to send bots.
By the way, oh my God, this is so breakthrough that you got these internal documents. I got to hold you over. Nick Beckett will understand. It's like this Israel thing. Israel doesn't run anything. Israel is our ally in the Middle East, but it doesn't even matter. Forget Israel. The thing is, the left is what YouTube and Facebook always allow. You're a Jewish shill. They don't allow you to say America's great, George Washington's wonderful, capitalism's good, let's come together and not be racist. That gets banned. But if you're Jew, magic Jews run everything, it tracks back to Democrats, and you've got insiders with the documents you're going to release showing where they said, call Trump a Jewish shill. Because I don't know how many times, you're working with Trump, that Jewish shill.
Oh yeah, we literally have the documents. It's insane. And I just recently was, one of the things we did was we had this person who infiltrated post my latest video here where I criticize Andrew Yang. And once it got posted in the message board of the troll farm, all of a sudden my video began to be trolled by all these bots and just hundreds and hundreds of comments saying, claiming that I was a Jewish shill.
So let's explain. You've got an insider watching in live time them troll you.
Yes, exactly. And one of the interesting things also is that they were pushing and saying to attack Ilhan Omar and claim she's anti-Semitic and that she, you know, say she's not white and basically criticize and attack her to make it look like Trump supporters are attacking her for being Muslim to sow more hatred.
Sure, so they want full spectrum dominance. This is so bombshell.
Yes.
When, Millie, you've done so many big investigative reports. I know you guys got secret recordings of them with kids dancing half naked for at these pedo bars. That's now in the news. We're not going to release that yet. When is this bombshell going to be released?
We are going to be releasing it tomorrow. Basically, this is so huge, and we had been putting this all together. We were sitting on it. We were kind of poking this troll farm to see how they would react and watch them in action. But now that this New Zealand shooting happened and we're watching the troll farms come into action, we just realized we have to get this report out.
Okay, so let's release this live on air tomorrow on our own streams. You can post it so they can't stop us. What time? Give me plenty of time. How about 7 o'clock tomorrow night? Central, 8 o'clock your time. How about you come on? You have the streams. We have it. How about we do like an hour on this? You want to go live tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. This needs to be exposed because what we're having here are these leftist troll farms, which from what we can find, a lot of these are like really bizarre, you know, LGBTQ, transgender.
Oh, it's the same thing with Candace Owens. She had a company. Yeah. She was a super high IQ black lady. And so they had leftists menace her as right-wingers to drive her into their arms. So, of course, you don't think half the comments on InfoWars are really saying kill the black people, do you, folks? It's fake. And everybody gets that. The point is that this is so huge what Millie and her team have done. Millie Weaver is on fire! Nick Beggins is coming up. We're going to finish up with this. And then tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, we're going to have a...
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Nick Begich is about to take over in the war room, T-minus 29 minutes.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock p.m., to do the latest updates on the tragic shooting and the global PSYOP Ides of March, and to get into Millie Weaver and the infiltration into a leftist trolling farm. But it's in the WikiLeaks they try to create racial division. It's all going into overdrive. I want to play a clip of Andrew Yang. First, white people want to put Asians in concentration camps. So here he is.
And who is going to be the boogeyman of the next 10 to 20 years? Who's going to be the great rival to the United States in the eyes of American society? China, that's right. And so what do you think the attitude is going to be over time for the shrinking, insecure white majority that's losing their jobs for, let's say, Chinese Americans or Asian Americans? I said to a group at Harvard, I think we're one generation away from falling into the same camps as the Jews who were attacked in the synagogue in Pittsburgh, just a couple months ago. It's like we're probably one generation away from Americans shooting up a bunch of Asians saying, like, you know, damn the Chinese because there's a giant Cold War or even more.
Okay, so that's a giant oversimplification. China sells its political dissidents' organs and makes billions of dollars a year. China has 2 million people in concentration camps just in Mongolia. That's admitted. They don't deny that. China has killed more of its own citizens times five than Hitler did. And Hitler was really bad. George Soros will tell you different. So he sits up there as a Chi-Com agent of the evil political party of the Chinese communists who are doing human cloning, everything. It's just unlimited. And then he says the shrinking white majority is making it racial. Oh, you minorities, you don't get part of the American birthright. You're the majority now. No, no, no. You get up your white people and don't criticize China because China represents all Asians, which this is government propaganda of China. The whole Middle Kingdom. Now, all of Asia is under them. Actually, they're at war with Japan. They're at war with South Korea. They're at war with Vietnam. I mean, these countries hate China. It's been trying to dominate them for 1,000 years. But, oh, see, if you don't know the anthropology, the sociology, the history, you're just thinking, oh, my God, yeah, the Asians, they're all just perfect little cupcakes. And he's telling us that if we don't accept China stealing all our intellectual property and having, you know, $900 billion trade deficits and infiltrating us, why, we're racist, Millie Weaver. I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Nick Begich, but closing comments on that. Tomorrow night, we'll do a couple hours. You'll pop in with your video, your developments. 7 o'clock Central tomorrow night, we're doing a special report on all that's happening. But Millie, I mean, just your take on that. You're talking about the troll farm, and the directive is, you know, make it all about Andrew Yang. I mean, this is incredible. He's like the Chinese government spokesperson. He doesn't talk about China and organs being sold or Falun Gong or abusing Chinese people or, you know, David Knight adopting a Chinese daughter and saving her, starving in an orphanage, or my parents adopting a South Korean, starving in her orphanage or any of that. It's all how white people are inherently evil. What a race-based bag of crap that the Chi-Coms are funding in Hollywood for race war. They don't allow that in China, but here they promote it. They piss on our rug.
I mean, isn't it interesting that the same talking points Andrew Yang is using there, saying the fearful, shrinking white people are what people on the left should be worried about. Meanwhile, the entire manifesto here...
This is Hitler-level race crap. And it's a Chi-Com agent. This guy's connected to the Chinese government. This literal Chinese government agent is running for president, pissing in our face.
Exactly. And it's important to distinguish, though, that Andrew Yang's parents are Taiwanese immigrants, but that doesn't mean he isn't working for China.
No, that's what I'm saying. No. He promotes China first. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. His campaign slogan is humanity first, whereas Trump's is America first. And that really speaks volumes about who his interests are for. You know, he's looking at a global perspective, and that's the same thing that the Chinese.
By the way, the Japanese had invaded. I'm not bashing Japanese. They were under imperial control, manipulated into it. They're good people. The Japanese had invaded China. They killed over 2 million people. They invaded Korea. They attacked our military bases in the Pacific and Hawaii. In Honolulu, and we saved the Chinese asses. So we went too far putting fifth generation Japanese in camps in a war, but we didn't kill them in the camps, and their sons could sign up for the military and go fight. I still think it was wrong. It was too big of a response. But the idea that we're effing Chinese over when our government saved our people saved their butt pisses me off, Millie.
I know. It's very upsetting, and it's upsetting how people are even falling into this Andrew Yang trap that's being pushed and propagated by these leftist troll farms. It literally says on here, you know, repair Andrew Yang's reputation, condemn Trump as a Jewish shill. I mean, and these are all things we're seeing, all this discontent sowed amongst the MAGA movement for Trump now.
Whether that troll farm's trolling us or whatever, this is what they spew. Millie, we'll talk to you again tomorrow, 7 o'clock Central. Great job.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Millie. Okay, I'm going to hand the baton now for the rest of the segment, and he signed on for it, and I love Dr. Nick Begich. I want to invite him on my show, all the shows. We want him to host his own show soon. We're trying to get the board ops higher. We're about a year behind, but we love him. He's so wonderful. Let's go to Dr. Nick Begich to give his take on the situation. Doctor?
Hey, thanks, Alex. You know, I was thinking about this couple of points that were made earlier, but just to talk about the Chinese just for a second, you know, in terms of long-term strategies. This is really the game, you know, and people confuse economic systems with political systems. And the economic system they're running on is clearly capitalism, but the political system they're running on is communism, and nothing's changed. But when you think about positioning in the world, and that's a lot of what I wanted to cover a little bit today, but the other issue that came up that's really bothering me is this idea of cutting off immediate streaming, and I realize this disaster in New Zealand. But
no, I agree. They're trying to end the average person being able to live stream. That's the main mission here.
Right, and it's really to again, throttle free speech, throttle the town square of the 21st century. And these are utilities. Now, they're a little bit too big. Maybe breaking up the utilities is a good idea in this case, and also making sure that everyone has access, including InfoWars and even that kind of thing that we find repugnant, like what this guy did streaming on Facebook. No question.
But you just said it. When you only have a monopoly like Facebook, it makes the anomalies more powerful. There was 50 of these. A nut will get on occasionally, but it's not amplified by the monopoly.
Right, exactly. And then the mainstream media has a chance to sort of weed it out, and all the alternative media has a chance to assess the situation. You know, and airing that is not useful, I think. I think it's inflaming for sure. It certainly polarizes people even more extremely than we already are. And I think that's really what the globalists are about. It's dividing East and West more pragmatically because it's in the East that
And I agree, and I want to invite you back on my Sunday show if you'll do an hour with us, and next week on my show.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to do it. But just, doesn't this smell synthetic? I'm not even saying it's fake. Like, he's a product of the programming, but this whole thing looks like PNAC, New American Century, Clash of Civilizations. It's just written. This is very smartly written.
Right. Right. And, you know, you think about what happened with Japanese internment in World War II. I would like to think that we've evolved from where we were then as a people, as a democratic republic, just in the same way that we went from a point in time when we had slavery in the U.S. and then we didn't. We had women's suffrage and the women's right to vote. And, I mean, we had changes in how our country shaped itself. And to think we're going backwards to that, that's like, again, inflammatory speech that's wrongheaded. The issue of being against a country is really more about being against not the people that live there, but the philosophy that's being really fostered on the world. And
yeah, the leadership of the Chi Coms is the problem.
Right, right. And this is all a globalist, industrial hijacking is what's going on. And there's a lot more to be said about that. And you're right, that's where we're at in this century.
All right, Dr. Nick Baggage. Straight ahead, stay with us in the war room. It's only 15 minutes away. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars, and it's March 15th, 2019, and this is Dr. Nick Begich. And, you know, I want to pick it up where we left off. You know, lots going on today, but I want to talk about the censors, all right? Because there's all kinds of ways to censor populations, and the Facebook shut down the streaming, you know, everybody's in their panic party today, and really, it breaks my heart to see what we're reading about and seeing. But at the same time, you know, as repugnant as what happened in New Zealand is, we cannot allow the shutdown of free and equal access to speech, because who becomes then the gatekeeper? You know, do we shut down visual images of war that are shot by mainstream media? Do we shut down atrocities, you know, such as what we saw in some of the film footage after World War II? You know, at what point do we decide what is acceptable and not acceptable? And this is kind of censoring, but using the most extreme events to create the excuse for censoring. And that's what I think we're all seeing. And so there's social censors, you know, kind of what is socially acceptable within the confines of your culture. Like in France, women can walk down the beach with no top on, no one says anything. In Saudi Arabia, you try that and you're going to get beaten with a rod or worse. But social censors, which are cultural, they happen all the time. How we guard our speech around that. Religious censors, you know, about religious ideologies within the cultural context that we live in, or where we're situated at any given time. You might not want to say certain things. So there's censoring, ideological censoring, ideas. In China, you don't want to be talking about democracy too loudly. You might get in deep trouble there and escorted out of the country. You might not talk about religion in China either, unless it's guarded by the state, you know, and politically and correct. So ideological. Politically correct censoring, which we see in the modern world now, is offensive language, which is, again, another form of censoring. speech generally and access to the town square. And that's what we left off with Alex in the last segment. You know, that's really the globalist grab. You know, back 41 years ago when I was in my late teens, I had this idea that the world was advancing based on information systems, communication systems, and transportation systems. Now look back, and the information systems in 41 years, you can see what's happened there, and it's continuing. Communications is revolutionary. You know, it used to cost a few dollars a minute to call out of Alaska. Now it's free, basically, on cell phones. You know, international calls are free on Skype or other medium. You know, there's, I mean, it's all changed, you know, but communications. Transportation is being revolutionized. We haven't seen all of that yet. There's more to come, and that's going to have to do with alternative fuels, maybe some exotic, crazy stuff like anti-gravity based on superconductivity, and other technologies are being advanced in this century. So a lot is coming. And 25 years ago, I predicted the technocracy, the rise of governments based on their command and control of technology. And this is what Eisenhower talked about. He talked about industrial military complex. And it's really industrial military academic complex. And this is about moving an agenda forward. As the West is debased, you know, you look at the entire Western population of about 1.2 billion, that's Europe and the Americas. And then you look east and you're talking 4 billion, you know, between Asia, China, Russia. And then you look at the demographics of this, where populations in these regions are actually shrinking in Russia and China because of the various policies. And that is continuing. And they say, oh, no, panic party, because what are you going to do with the older generation? Remember, just because their populations are shrinking doesn't mean what they do is, you know, requiring more labor. It's not. It's requiring less labor because of AI and robotics. And that's the real miss. And there's 4 billion people expected to move into the middle class from the third world in China and Russia and other places, India, over the next couple of decades, over the next really 3 or 4 decades. So the money, the industrialists, the globalists are moving there, because they've already gutted this economy. Look at the P&L statement. I'll give you the numbers. $18.6 trillion in gross domestic product last year, and a $4.2 trillion federal budget. Now, that doesn't include state or local spending as a percentage of our economy. That is really huge. And then when you factor in, you know, that's like 20% of the economy. It's almost as much as medical grabbing of the economy. But that's just the federal government. And there's no way to really pay that out of P&L, out of the tax receipts. It's going to be crazy amount of taxes you'd have to impose on everyone. But we also get import taxes. You know, this fight with China, actually, we're generating 10 to 25%, I think 10% import tariffs on a lot of that. That's filling the treasury. The other thing that happened is we reached out and grabbed the foreign income of our U.S. corporations are now taxing them at 15%. You know, we should restrict their exit, too, you know, because they can exit freely, leave the U.S. and domicile elsewhere. U.S. citizens can't. And if we're going to treat corporations like citizens, we should treat them the same way. And one is we should tax their worldwide income on the same base we tax at home, number one. Number two, they can't leave. If you leave as a citizen, you quit your citizenship as an individual, you give up 20% of your assets as a parting tax. Look it up in the IRS code. Corporations don't. They take their money and run. If they had to give up 20% if they exited the U.S. of their capital base, their money, their full valuation, that would be interesting, valued by the IRS. And then if they had to, then I would say if they're going to leave, we should reach back, because they've had a free ride for decades, reach back and get their foreign revenue streams taxed appropriately before they leave, so their taxes are current. Same deal with U.S. citizens, by the way. But, you know, when you look at tax revenues, we've got the, and I'd really like to see the numbers, how much did this 15% tax on these foreign assets of these corporations, these globalists, bring in, and how much of it was in the Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, lefty space, because most of it was. That's why they're so angry. And controlling speech. Think about this. I want to remind listeners in this last bit that I have of something that happened in 1992. It's a long time ago. A lot of people weren't even alive that listened to this broadcast then, or were little kids, you know, because you'd be in your 30s. You would have still been a little kid. But Ross Perot was running, and a guy named Chuck Harder was a radio host of the day, had, you know, just all over, syndicated in daytime in Rush Limbaugh's slot all over the place. He had a huge impact on Ross Perot's movement and the polls and ability to rise up. And then they screwed them both over. I mean, what happened to Chuck Harder is a case study in how people come into your organization, take control in an indirect kind of way, and then destroy you. And they destroyed Chuck Harder and the network he had, which was influencing too much of the alternative think and the thinking population. So they brought in someone to finance their growth, and they grew. And then when they hit a point where their cash flows weren't there, they had a little clause in the contract, let these guys take over. Then they had editorial control, and then the whole thing unraveled, which was their real goal. They didn't care about a few million bucks. They're willing to lose that. What they want to do is quiet the voice of opposition. And that's what's happening to InfoWars right now and a lot of other people. That's why we have to think about this way differently. We cannot restrict speech, no matter how repugnant. We cannot react violently in kind to violent actions like this. But we have to think about what we're doing and make sure we preserve the fundamentals of a free and debate and discussion. You know, China does this restriction nonsense and gives people social scores. In the West, what we do is the same kind of thing, but it's controlled by corporations, globalists, who have set about to manipulate the flow of data and information in a technocracy that supports them. This is the bad marriage between globalists and governments. This is where economic systems override political systems, and you get some real damage. Political systems, you can rebel, you can change, you can alter, even in the worst of governments. But what we're seeing now in China is a wholesale invasion of privacy, and also happening throughout the West. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and next time I'm on, we're going to talk more in depth on this. I'm going to try and be in Austin in April and hopefully do some more in-depth recording. But InfoWars, support InfoWars right now. Look at the InfoWars store and look at our books, our videos. They're all there. And it's a 360 win, as Alex says. Thank you for being here. This is Dr. Nick.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried.